right, 7 minutes gone past the hour of four. It's yet again a pleasure having you on the other side of the radio as we talk for development. I'm Kala Dakarubatova and this is Hard Facts, and conversation continues right now. And I want us to look at something, I don't know. I'd like to get your thoughts on it. It's just you and I on the show today, on this particular talk. First of all, I do feel like I, you know, did not give you enough time to talk yesterday. So I'm going to try my best possible to give you as much time to talk on the show today and contribute, of course, your quota for the development of our nation. Okay, so for a better part of this week, we've been looking at the drama here on the show, the drama playing out at the River State Parliament. And, you know, we started by saying, one faction sat for plenary and gave orders, another faction sat for plenary and gave a vote of confidence to the governor, Semenyo Fubara. The next day, we learnt about a court order saying, hey, everybody should pipe low, everybody should, you know, should take a breather, you know, leave legislative activities for now, pending the determination of matters in court, which I hear is next week. I mean, the court's proceedings will happen next week. And we've been looking at all the factors. And yesterday, you and I, we talked about how this will impact the common man in River State, how this will affect the human rights of the average Rivers resident or citizen, whichever one. And you see, it was not such a good picture that was painted when we had that conversation. And I began to think. And then I went back to listen to, you know, the governor's statement, or I read, you know, the statement of the governor, Semenyo Fubara, yesterday when he was commissioning the health facility yesterday at the Garrison area. Mm-hmm. And he made quite some statements. For instance, he said he is committed to the welfare of Rivers people. Maybe I should just read some very good parts of that speech. Now, he said, even in his calm disposition, he remains firm and will follow his course for development to the benefit of the state. He also said that his administration is committed to advancing the interest and welfare of Rivers people, declaring that nothing can cause a deviation. He also said and remarked that whatever it will cost, the interest of the people and development of the state will remain paramount, and there cannot be development without quality healthcare delivery, which is why the state-of-the-art facility has been provided. He said some other things like, you know, what he's doing in the state for Rivers people also aligns with the renewed hope agenda of President Bola Ahmed Tinubu. He said, we came, we saw, we added, and we are opening for the benefit of our people. Now, a statement looks like he is for the people. A statement has the assurances for the people of River State. A statement is that I will work for the Rivers people, irrespective of how much it will cost me. Now, I may be the one reading in between the line here. You know, first I hear calm disposition, but I'll be firm for the development of the, you know, the state. And then I hear, no matter what it costs me, I will make sure that the state develops. In a time where there is political drama, in a time where River State Parliament is going through the ordeal it currently is going through, just maybe there may be some extra meanings to the statements made by the governor of River State yesterday. So let's backpedal a little bit, or let's backtrack a little bit. The reason why we where we are in terms of the political drama is because it started one Sunday evening when fire gutted a portion of the State House of Assembly, right? You know the story already. And then the next thing we saw on the Monday of that week was an impeachment notice and the back and the forth and the trouble and all of it. However, I'd like to take you back to last year. Politics in Rivers State. There was also a political drama, and I remember at the time the conversation on radio or several media platforms was that can we ever have election in Rivers State that is not as tense as it was? Can we ever have elections in Rivers State and not have brothers fight and not have each of the politicians trying to pull themselves down? Because they want it at all cost. And we asked, could we have a peaceful election? As a matter of fact, the way things were going, a lot of people, not everybody, not the majority, but some people, let me put it that way, were not happy with the fact that, you know, the former governor had chosen the present governor. We're going down a political memory lane, so just follow me for a bit. A lot of people did not like the fact that, you know, the former governor, the ex-governor, chose the current governor as the flag bearer for the PDP. Inside the PDP, there were grumblings, there were people who were ready to fight, you know, now FCT minister, and it was quite a dramatic show at the time. And of course, we had opposition parties who also felt like, oh no, they called it the third term agenda of the ex-governor. After the elections, there were people who still grumbled, but within the party and opposition parties. As a matter of fact, you know, was it three of the parties? I stand to be corrected. I do know APC is in court, Labour Party is in court. I cannot remember if our court still is. I need to check my records. But actually, these parties challenged the victory of PDP at the elections. Many people called on radio and said, oh, a lot of people complained. Even some people, even now in their support for the governor, still complain. Oh, you see, in that time, they did not let the opposition do this. They did not let the opposition do that. There were those complaints. There were all of those complaints. However, I'm wondering if all of that has changed. I'm wondering if people are beginning to see something different from what they saw. Now, when I say people, I'm talking about those who support and those who are against. You know, at the beginning, there were those who were for and there were those who were against. And I'm wondering if that's still the same, if people still have the same thought process as to the government of River State right now. It's been what, over 5 months, going to 6 months in a couple of days, and you know, in about 6 days we'll be 6 months into the administration. The question then is, listening to the governor, listening to him talk, he says, I'm a calm person. I'm not the one who goes about, you know, being very active or being, you know, very vocal or being very, you know, out there. I'm a calm person. However, I will be firm. I will make sure that I put Rivers people first. And my question is simple. What will he take to win the confidence? Your confidence. The confidence of Rivers people. Do you have a confidence in the government? What would the government do? Because now he has made a promise. You know, we've had him speak in recent times. He has said, oh, I've not dropped the standard. He has said, oh, I will ensure, Rivers people get the dividends. I mean, he has spoken on several occasions. But however, it's my duty to bring up conversations like this to touch light on the activities of the government. And it's not because I have anything against the government or I am for the government, none of it. But it's critical thinking, because we need development. And for critical thinking, I have you on the other side of the radio to join me and talk for development. And so the question is simple. What areas should the government be firm in, as they have said they will be firm, even though I do feel, you know, that they are underlying messages, and they are underlying political messages therein, in those statements. Once again, I mean, if you read the statement as released by Boniface Onyedi, who is the SSA media to the governor of Rivers State, released yesterday. You probably get a glimpse of where I'm going to with all of this. So the first statement yet again that caught my attention is that he says, despite calm disposition, I will remain firm and follow course for development to the benefit of the state. And then there is to talk about no matter what it costs, the interest of the people and the development of the state will remain paramount, and there cannot be development without quality healthcare delivery. So he has promised quality healthcare delivery there. And he also said his administration is committed to the advancing of the interest and welfare of Rivers people, declaring that nothing can cause a deviation. Nothing. And it sounds like a scripture, nothing can separate me from the love of God. And that's how it's sounded. Nothing can cause a deviation. So I want to hear from you. I really would love to hear your thoughts on this one. 18 minutes gone past the hour, so it's time for me to open the phone lines, because I want it to be a people conversation. I want the people to have their say on this, say. So 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. We're looking at the government. We're looking, is it people-oriented? Do you have confidence in the government? What would the government do to inspire confidence, your confidence in them? I mean, how would you judge the government in the last 6 months? Does the government have your support as well? Once again, 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. WhatsApp number 0809-030-6416. We're live on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH. We're live on YouTube, Nigeria Info PH. And we are active on X, Nigeria Info PH. Let's get your thoughts and let's talk for development. Today is more of politics. Next conversation would also have to do with politics. Do bear with me. We look in politics today, and because so many issues in the political scene here in Rivers State, and we need to talk for development. I wonder what's taking so long, but I've got Prince, and Prince is calling from Port Harcourt. Prince, welcome. Let's get talking now. Prince, what is on your mind?
Hello. My brother, good day.
Yeah, I greet you. Good day. So I've asked all these questions. I want to hear what's on your mind, please. Can you hear me,
right,
Prince?
Right time, people don't see. One of the problems we are facing in part of the world is that we worship money.
Okay.
That is just a problem. People believe when the man at the top has said it, or that's just China. The right time, people should wake up and stop worshiping money.
How do you mean?
Making money doesn't make you happy, man.
How do you mean?
All the world, but well, the most important thing is to sit down, find your question. Am I a happy man?
What
you have, you have in your account.
Are we talking about the same thing, or as he called the wrong radio station? I had to let that one go. Once again, 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. The question I'm asking is very simple. We're talking about confidence. Does this government inspire confidence inside of you? We're looking at the statement of the governor saying, I am for the people. I will only be for the people. I will ensure that the welfare and the interest of the people remain, and nothing will cause a deviation. I may become, I may become in this position, but I will be firm in the development of River State. And I'm asking, what do you make of those comments? I'd like to know. I'd like to get your thoughts. I really do not know. All right, I'm just going to take this call myself. Hello, what's your name? Where are you calling in from?
The Radio Council of Progress, Obene.
Welcome. What's on your mind, please?
Yes. Beginning from the question whether he has earned my confidence, I will say yes.
All right.
Judging from the way he has presented himself, I think that he earned my confidence as a camp thing. and he's attending to Rivers issues ranging from employment, the consolidation agenda. They are all for the good people of Rivers State. I want him to continue on that, especially when it has to do with the health, in improving the healthcare sector and education. I want him to consolidate on that.
All right.
But one thing I will not fail to tell or advise my governor is that as a campaign, you won the one election. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, Kalada.
I didn't get you clearly. What did you say? Come again.
As a count person, his own disposition, he wouldn't have won election in Rivers, left to him alone.
Okay.
So the platform brought him, he should cling on that platform. Anything that will make him to deviate from that platform that brought him to power, let him cling to it.
All right, then.
Any form of disagreement or whatever, let him mend it now before it gets too late.
All right, then.
That is my advice for my governor.
All right, thank you very much.
You will consult to NR people. All the new friends he's making, you should be careful of them.
All right, thank you very much. I've got to go. Samson from Rukpoko, welcome. Quickly, what is on your mind? Let's get you all thoughts.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh,
terrible network. I can hear you. Go ahead. What are you saying?
Okay. In respect of the infrastructure, the development of Rivers State, I want to send this message to the governor that in developing the state, that there's no way it can be developed without the people being developed.
Okay.
Because the people are suffering right now because there's no employment. Employment and the ongoing employment that is on in respect of the capital polytechnic and employment, the one application, the rest of education, all this are supposed to be done for long because people are suffering. Because if that becomes possible, it will reduce the level of unemployment in River State. So I send this message to the government that you should help because the masses in River State are suffering.
All right, then.
People are dying on a daily basis.
All right.
So I don't think that his development university can.
All right. Thank you very much, Samson. Thank you very much. Samson, I've got to let you go. I've got a commercial break coming up, but I get your point. You should focus on developing the young people in the society because there is no development without developing the people. We will be right back. Stay tuned to Hard Facts.
And now, Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, 29 minutes to the top of the hour. Yes, the conversation continues right about now. You're listening to Hard Facts with Kala Dakuru Batubo on 92.3 Nigeria Info. And we're looking at the statement of the governor yesterday. And I'm asking, it's put in my head the question which I've asked you about confidence in the government, about what can win your confidence, about what can the government do that will make you confident? And the governor was very steady with his commitment for the development and welfare of Rivers people. And I'm asking if he has the same commitment from the people. And that's what this conversation is about, to know if the people are solidly behind the governor. And they should be, I hope. For a government to work, and bring about development, and the people like my guest Patutomi Dite yesterday, the people must be willing to trust the government at play. All right, 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. Those are the call numbers. WhatsApp number 0809-030-6416. Let's get your thoughts on this one and let's talk for development. Let's see. This one says, I'm in support of the government, the present government, 100%. I would like him to look into employment and payment of gratuity. And, okay. remove all loyalists of the former governor from his cabinet, Ezekiel Isaiah. We're looking for peace, I guess. I wonder why you're bringing that back into play. But I've got Braid from Agri Road, and let's take a listen to Braid. Braid, welcome on the show. What is on your mind, please?
Good evening.
Good afternoon, it is. Welcome.
Okay, yeah. The governor of River State is doing well.
Okay.
And what I expect him to do, there are river fields right now that have been carefully improved before 2014. And by 2015, they were pushed out of jobs. And they don't just leave it at that point. They are having a litigation in the court with the state government. And they are gently employed as a few. I want to appeal to him. If really he loves youth and he loves River State and he wants River State to move forward, I want him to go into that matter, tell his lawyers to withdraw those cases, and bring them back to the civil service.
Mm.
Like River State Road Management Authority, demonstration schools, and the lecturers. We should be able to bring back this matter out of the court and settle it and make it see how we can put them into various ministries. I think by so doing, the youth will have confidence in him.
All right, then. All right, then. Thank you very much, Braid from Agri Road. Thank you very much. I am Braid there. I've got Kingsley, and Kingsley is calling from Elenewo. Let's take a listen. Kingsley, welcome. Yes, welcome.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon to you. Sorry, come again. The line is terrible. I can hear you. I'm struggling to. Oh, sorry about that. I'll let you go. Terrible network, I should say. Let's read some messages. Let's see. My goodness. All right. Okay. This is not for me. Moving on. I've got Jonathan, and Jonathan is calling from somewhere in Omagua, okay? Or is it Omawa, something like that. But I've got Jonathan. Jonathan, welcome. What is on your mind?
Hello, this is...
Yeah, welcome.
You see, the governor, our able governor said he has a vision. He has a vision for the state, to develop the state. I personally... He said, I'm not saying it. He should not follow what the people are distracting him. If he has vision for the state, he should continue. Let him bring his great faith to develop the state and make the state to go forward. Because when people are pinching him, those who don't like him, they would like to distract from developing the state or bring you his potential about the state. So I advise him, he should continue. Let him bring what he has for his state. He should ignore those people where he is. He should
learn that. All right.
We are looking for him to develop the state because we need him, a young president governor that will make the state go forward. So he should bring out what he has for his state and forget about all this distraction, problem and all this. If he follow them, he will meet it.
All right, then.
And nobody will be distracting again.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Jonathan. It's really a terrible network service today. I'm struggling, and I know a lot of you are struggling to hear some of the callers as well. Oh, my goodness. But I'm going to try. Kingsley is calling from Elenewo. Kingsley, welcome. Welcome back. Okay, all right, go ahead.
The governor, because talking on how to get the interest of the people.
All right, yeah.
Now, may I reflect back to the past governor, who is the current SET minister now. You know, when he left off, before he left office, he was talking about so much infrastructure for years ago.
Okay.
So much infrastructure. After he left office, infrastructure did not be part of the NOP.
All right. Okay, so you know what is going to happen? I'm going to change the phone lines. I'm going to use the alternative lines for now. Let's see if we can have a conversation, a proper, clear conversation. 0817-923-0007 and 0817-923-0009. Once again, we would use alternative numbers for now. Let's see if it is clearer. 0817-923-0007 and 0817-923-0009. All right, let's take this call. Hello, what's your name? Where are you calling in from? Yeah.
I'm calling from Igusa. I'm Blessing by name.
All right, Blessing, welcome. Let's talk, please.
Yeah. If you can read the statement of our governor, he's telling us that the problem of River State is in some problem. And some cabals want a governor, number one of the state, to keep them. If we recall, past orderly rule for 8 years, there was no lacuna. I let you rule for 8 years, that's not the problem that is. God has been and he succeeded there. And the governor, you can rule for 8 years, there was nobody challenging him. But this young man that he brought, he said he's the best person. I'm not a PIP member. If I'm a party man, it is, but I'm not a party man. And he brought this young man to rule the university. And this young man came to rule River State. And the main thing that this young man, this man is sent to rule River State. Why can't some cabal allow him to rule?
Okay.
Why is somebody who is not a governor wants the governor to worship him? Why?
But that's not my focus now. My focus is on the development, the commitment to development of Rivers people. That's where the focus. I can make
it. So if they can allow him, you will go and you will increase.
Okay.
Let's give what you need to do the task for this 4 years. Let's give him. I met you for 8 years. All the room for 8 years. We came for 8 years.
Okay.
This one has come. It's allowing to lose the center.
Okay, then. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your time.
We know what's happening in this
thing. All right.
If you watch very well, look at teachers. We have paid teachers.
All right, thank you very much. I've got to let you go. I've got to take other calls now so we can have a robust conversation. Keep those calls coming in. Oh my. The network is really, really terrible today. We've got to make do with what we have. I can hardly hear some of the things you say. So when you do call in, please go straight to the point and so I can hear you clearly. Hello? Hello? Even the alternative lines are crazy. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. My goodness, I've got so cool. So how do I talk all through the show? Do I do the show alone? Oh, okay, you know what? Let's focus on the messaging platform. Send your messages to WhatsApp 0809-0306-416. Send messages. I read all the messages. I mean, because the phone lines are really crazy. And it would not be nice if I, you know, take your calls and I can't hear what you're saying. This one says, what is happening in Rivers State is a twist of fate, just like in days of the Israelites in the wilderness. Balak, the king of Moab, hired Balaam to curse the Israelites, but on reaching there, the curses were turned into pronouncement of blessings. So, hike from Owerri. Okay, I see your messages. Kingsley is calling back. Should I try? Should I not try? All right, let's see. Kingsley, can you hear me? Hello, Kingsley. Hello? Okay, really terrible, really. Hello, Kingsley, can you hear me? All right, so let's stop taking calls and let's focus on WhatsApp, but I'll try just one now. Hello, what's your name? Oh, okay, terrible network, terrible out there. So let's do messaging, WhatsApp it is, 08090306416. I do not know what is wrong with network providers today, but keep trying. If you're just joining us, we're looking at a statement made by the governor yesterday during the commissioning of that health facility at the Garrison area, where he did say a couple of things, but the summary of it is that he's committed, his FEM is committed to ensuring the development and the growth and the welfare of River State. He's committed to that. This one says for Sim Fubara to succeed, he should not allow the ex-governor to interfere in his administration. ESIM should focus on people who rented programs and shun any form of distraction. John Owagogo. But we're not focusing on whether the ex-governor is interfering or not. We are looking at your confidence in the government. We're looking at how well the government has done in almost 6 months. We're looking at what the government can do, you know, to help inspire confidence in you. And that's all I'm asking, your confidence in them. Can you send me those messages? 08090306416. I can see the phone lines beeping. I do not know if I should take the calls because the network is terrible. Should I try? All right, okay, let's do this. 08179230002 and 08179230003. Those are the call numbers. Try calling. Maybe if it's good, we take it. But this message says, good evening. SIM knows what they agreed with the past governor. Please, agreement is agreement. Please do what your master said. Patoki from Arazi. Thank you, Canada. But Patoki, I don't know if you can text again, but if you can, what if the agreement is not in the interest of Rivers people? Because the statement by the governor is very clear that there will be no deviation, that no matter the cost, no matter what it does cost the government will ensure the welfare and development of Rivers people. So think about it from that angle. If you can text me again. This one says, Governor Fubara will continue to enjoy the support of Rivers people. His words and actions have shown that he has the interest of Rivers people. Governor Fubara provided free transportation scheme. He increased the salary of Rivers workers. He promoted civil servants, unlike the former governor, that would commission a project and allow it to be under lock and key. The governor has told us that facilities will be used for the purpose it is meant for. Now, you said the people tend to give Governor Fubara the benefit of the doubt and take on more risk at his request than they otherwise would. Angel the Blessed. But Angel the Blessed, I should let you know that the facility you're saying is under lock and key. In my conversation with the Commissioner for Information the other day, he did say it is in court, and that is why those facility or the facility is not in use. So maybe you should want to look at it from that angle as well. Still waiting for those messages. This one says, Wike should leave Sim alone. We Rivers people stand with Sim Nalaya Joseph Fubara. God day, Temi. All right, God day, that's your opinion. Thank you very much, nonetheless. 08179230002 and 08179230003. I'm going to try the phone lines again and let's see if they work now. Hello, what's your name? Where are you calling in from?
I am Margaret.
Sorry, your name is?
I am Margaret.
Margaret?
Yes.
Okay, Margaret, let's hear you then. Margaret, I'm sorry.
The people that have been are doing will not bring this. Secondly,
okay.
She called the platform that brought him.
agreement or not agreement, whatever is gonna be if you want to ask people or not. If he agrees before he goes to that city, he should go and reconcile it. So that all these things will just be came here. He also in the as his parents, you can watch that things are very slow. Whatever is this period of time that this problem came up is slow. Slower.
All right.
They shouldn't hear from all these people that here and we thought this because we can no, he can't do without and because according to our government, he is my father.
Okay.
And I am the son.
Okay.
So how can the father do without? How can the son do without the father?
Okay.
Thank you.
I could barely hear what she said. I don't know if you did. My goodness. All right. So maybe I just focus on WhatsApp messages, really. Send those messages 0809-030-6416. I'll appreciate more messages than calls. Please do. Or maybe you can send text messages if you're not on WhatsApp. I take text messages today. 0809-030-6416. Okay. Now, this one says the state is mortgaged and need to be liberated from the apron strings of the collaborators. Rivers elders must do the needful now before it will be too late. From manager Festus Digbani. All right, thank you very much. Let's see this one. This one is from Tony, and he says, Canada, the governor will end the people's confidence despite his disposition, even when he displays sincerity on the very expectations of the people. For instance, he should ensure the retirees are paid their gratuities. He should have a good relationship with his civil servants and promote good education in the state. Tony is texting from Abuja. This one says, Patoki replied, and you know, Patoki had earlier said agreement is agreement, and he said the past governor brought him, not the politicians. Patoki, all right, from Morasi, thank you very much. Abel Victor says agreement is agreement, Northern Rivers people are going to do about it. We didn't do anything to the ex-governor, so I don't think there is anything we will do to him if he fulfills his agreement with his boss, whether in favor of Rivers or not. All right, Abel with that one. Oyewaji, fine face, your message is loading. I'm waiting for it. When it does come, I'll read your message. But let's see, what do we have here? All right, this one says, good evening, Mr. KDB. Where's the message now? The phone lines are terrible, really. Mr. KDB, the governor should do his best to settle with his boss because a house that is divided cannot stand. With these problems in River State, I think there can never be rapid development. Comrade Oyibo Prosper. Now, maybe I should read the comments of the governor yet again so we can get an insight into why we are having a conversation. Let's see. It talked about, where is it now? Yes, he talked about, despite his calm disposition, being firm for the development to the benefit of the state. He also talked about his administration being committed to advancing the interest and welfare of Rivers people, declaring that nothing can cause a deviation. He also remarked that whatever it will cost, now underline that, whatever it will cost, the interest of the people and development of the state will remain paramount, and there cannot be development without quality health care delivery, which is why the state of the art facility has been provided. So, you know, he also now said, and I think this one also makes it interesting, that whatever he is doing in the state will align with what the president is doing with his renewed hope agenda. So for those of you who are saying father and son at battle or at a battle or at each other's juggle, it may not be the case, because if it's aligning with the renewed hope agenda, then just maybe he's in good terms with his father, like some of you have put it. However, he's saying he's committed to the development. I'm asking you, how well has he won your confidence over? How would you say the government has fared in the last 6 months? And most importantly, what can we do, or what can the government do? Or how do I put it now? How do we make the government work for us? Let's put it that way. All right, let's take this call and let's see if it's better. Still terrible network. My goodness. Okay. So, I mean, how do I do this now? I'm thinking, how do I do this? How do I do this? How do I do this? All right, keep those messages pouring in. That's the only way we can have a conversation for the now, pending when we have a better network supply or network service. 0809-030-6416. Once again, 0809-030-6416. This one says, I suggest Sim should apologize to Wike to let peace reign. Iwa Alisko in Abua Udwal. All right then. All right. Thank you very much for that message. And let's see. This one says, if Rivers people would make progress, then the governance of the state must be divested from obnoxious influence of the former governor. River State can afford to be tied to retrogressive forces. For ages of Wike's administration, River State was shortchanged. Fine face, Onyewawaji from Ingotown, Andoni. All right, this one says, for Governor Sim Fubara to have my confidence, he must not be chicken-hearted. He should be strong and determined to use the resources of River State for the benefit of the people, John Onwagugu. But he then said, he's firm. He's firm. He said, despite his disposition, he's firm. That's what he said. This one says, as the state being sold out to one man in the name of political godfather, his votes was only one vote. He didn't make him governor alone. Our votes contributed largely to making Sim what he is today. Nestle from Port Harcourt. I hope the phone lines will be better by the time we are having our next conversation, because as terrible as it was during the big stories, it is even more terrible right now. I don't know what I can do to make it better, but I've got to go for a break and take a breather. I've been talking, I've been reading messages. Let's see, this one is from Lady V, and she says, I'm wondering why you're saying good morning, but let's see, is this message for me? But he says, former Governor Rotimi Amaechi brought ex-Governor Wike to national limelight, and ex-President Goodluck Jonathan supported him to become Governor of Rivers State. They never opposed, fought, and frustrated him and his government. Rather, it was the other way around. Why wouldn't ex-Governor Wike allow the present governor, his successor, governed in peace? All right, and let Rivers State enjoy peace, Lady V is asking. Chris Oyinwenyi says, Governor Sim should demonstrate his readiness to fight this fight. For behold, his fight is a just fight. This is the effect of open robbery of February, March general elections. Chris, all right. Oh my. So it's good evening, Canada. The governor should keep up with the security infrastructure improvement, as I witnessed today, street lightning repairs, as well as the hideouts in the state be rid of for criminal elements, liaise with the security ops in the state. The workers' welfare and prompt payment of gratuity and pensions should be prioritized. It makes the people cling to him. Lastly, be focused on redeeming the image of Rivers for FDI to the state back. Tuba from OG. All right, I'm really going to take a break right now. Thank you very much. I'm already stuttering and stumbling on words. I'll be right back after the news update. Just stay tuned.